Welcome, everyone, to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. And today we are going to be talking about breaking the burnout cycle with the Flow Forum creator, Joe Garner from Delaware. So I can't wait to get into this one. We're going to dive in deep on how we got burnout, we got breaking cycles. We have so much to learn as we go through this and understanding how the scientific and the metaphysical go together. So I can't wait to get into this one today. So who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, medium, and retreat host. I have been connected with spirit, working with a team in the non-physical my entire life. I also do radio show host, mediumship, retreats, gallery reader, and I have online and in-person private sessions, group sessions, and the Amplified Universe monthly membership. This is a membership learning who are we? What are we doing here? What's our role in this world and how we can navigate it? You can find out more about me at angelazabel.com, and I'm pretty much on all the social media aspects. And today, I'm going to try to get this in. Here we go. We are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic health, living and wellness, and the mysteries beyond, sharing information, wisdom, and resources committed and promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. It's currently distributed in 30 states plus Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing. It also has a vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reached per month. Have a magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, become a drop spot, and watch the Being Curious show with Kelly Wagner also. So find out more about Edge Magazine at edgemagazine.net. And today we are here with Joe Garner. And Joe was once a seven-figure business owner who hit a wall with burnout. Joe discovered that real success isn't about pushing harder, it's about aligning deeper. His journey from overwhelm to clarity led him to master the tools of transformation. And now he helps high achievers break through the inner blocks, holding them back from their next level. Joe is the founder of the Flow Forum. He is the Flow Forum creator of the 12-week transformational leadership coaching program, where he guides ambitious leaders to unlock clarity, purpose, and peak performance from the inside out. Make sure to check out more about Joe at joegarner.net. He's also on Instagram, YouTube, Substack, and LinkedIn. He has his own community, and he also offers one-on-one coaching, the 12-week transformational leadership coaching program, different workshops, and he has the Changing the Channel podcast along with the Everyday Calm meditation course that's downloadable on his website. So make sure to go and check out all of his information at joegarner.net. So I just want to say thank you so much for being here, Joe. And how in the world did you start into the transformational leadership?
Yeah, thanks for having me on today, Angela. This is wonderful, and I love the intro and everything that you shared about your journey and the edge, and it's really great to be here. So,
Thank you.
yeah, the journey has been interesting. I grew up with a little bit of understanding of spirituality. I grew up kind of in the Catholic Church, so I understood from a very light understanding what metaphysics was and this idea that humans had more potential than we were typically taught. From there, I kind of got out of all of that. I would say for most of my 20s and 30s, I was agnostic. Nobody knows what the truth is, so there's no reason to even search for the truth, because if there's no reason to, if there's no way to know, what's the point? Got into business. I was always business minded. From the time I was 14 years old, I was running different organizations, businesses. I was manager at 16 for a little food cart. So I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. So when I got out of college, started a business with a couple friends and grew that. Again, from my perspective, there's a visionary, and then there's a executor. There's somebody in the business that executes the business, and this is where I see a lot of businesses kind of struggling, especially solopreneurs or visionaries that just can't focus, that just can't get their ideas out in a way that makes sense for other people. So this is kind of, it's always been my role to be that person that's a little bit more grounded, even though I have that visionary ability. So years go by, kind of get burnt out. Finally started looking for ways to calm my mind. I had a very overactive mind. I had trained myself to relate to my thoughts on a constant basis. And it wasn't until I found yoga, which led me to meditation. And then meditation really unlocked a lot of these questions that I had. It unlocked questions about consciousness and how consciousness interplays with our experience in reality, kind of past, present, future, how those all play in, and how what I've kind of found out is that your logical mind is creating the present with the information from the past, right? It takes all the information from your past and creates the present moment with that set or that data point. Your intuition, your kind of forward-thinking mind takes what's possible in the future and creates the present with that information. And a good balance of those two is what creates success in business, in life, in spiritual pursuits, in love, all of that, being able to see a future, use the tools from the past, and create a present that is essentially the most profitable, the most successful that you can create. So, my journey has taken me down learning deeply about consciousness, philosophy, theosophy, like all of these different perspectives and ways to view reality, and finally coming into quantum mechanics and the science that we're starting to fully understand. So I pull from a little bit of all of those things when I'm doing the transformational work, when I'm working with people. So it can be anything from just building a meditation practice so that again, my perspective is meditation is a way to calm the mind enough to notice that the thoughts are not you. So many people are tied up in this idea that they have a thought and that thought is who they are. They've built what I call this feedback loop of they have a thought and then they have a physiological response as if that thought is real. And what meditation does is breaks that physiological response so you can decide, is that thought true? Where does that thought come from? Is that a thought from my past on something, an experience that had happened to me before that's been subconsciously running my experience in the present? Or is that thought from the future? Is that an idea that is coming through from what you would call, the other realm, from the non-physical realm? And then delineating between those two, being able to have a calm enough mind to say, okay, this one's coming from the future, this is from the past, and not mixing those up so that you can have a clear representation of what is actually happening in your life. Then we go into mindset. So that's, essentially four pillars of my transformational coaching. We've got the mindfulness, we've got mindset. So that's going back into the past, changing the experience of what you had before. And then we go into intuition, which is going into the future, seeing what is possible in your future. And then purpose. I think purpose is really key to understand. If you're going to start a business, if you're going to be a solopreneur, if you're going to make change in the world, however you're bringing that change, whether you're doing it through a business, through an organization, through a nonprofit, through a church, you have to have that purpose. You have to find out what that purpose is. And it changes throughout your life. I'm sure you've experienced this before where, your purpose in one chapter of your life is to help, your immediate family. And then it expands out to the community and then to the state and then to your country. And eventually it gets to the whole planet or, maybe in your case, even the existences of non-physical parts of your experience. So purpose is key and it's very helpful to understand what that is. So that's kind of the framework of the 12-week transformational coaching program. Each week we're just kind of diving into a different aspect of what is required or what is necessary for you. And each person, again, they come into it with different ones. Some people are visionaries, so they need work on mindset. You know, they need to rewire their brain from the past experiences that they have because they have this vision of the future. Some people, they've had a very enjoyable life, so the mindset's there, their vision just isn't there. They can't see that future that is possible. So kind of, you know, I get the best of both worlds and try to really format it so that you, at the end of the 12 weeks, or if we work even longer together, you know, this is beneficial for the rest of your life.
I love that. You know, and one of the things when you talked about intuition, how you're using intuition is like from the future. I love that, and being able to use meditation to kind of, there's a lot of people that are always asking, well, where is this information coming from? You know, is it coming from me? Is it coming from something outside of me? And they're trying to differentiate and don't know a way to differentiate. I love the fact you got the meditation there, and that I highly recommend on his website. He's got, it's downloadable. You can watch, you can listen, is the meditation. So you can get in and find that clarity, find that, and my team is just saying, find that clear space in order to differentiate everything, because that's key. So many people are kind of muddled on and don't know where to start or how to clarify. And that the meditations help you get that clear space to be able to differentiate. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone really say out loud, I guess, that intuition is information a lot of times from the future, and using that information and using it to help you navigate this life here. That's huge, and a lot of people don't realize it's there. When did you always use your intuition? I mean, most people always use your intuition. I mean, were you aware of using it your whole life, or were did you become more aware of what you were using as you started the transformation? Because you said you weren't through the stage of the Catholic, the agnostic. When did that shift? What shifted it?
Yeah, so definitely if I was using my intuition, it was not on a conscious level. You know, you kind of, I think when you're an intuitive, but you don't understand that you're an intuitive, you can't see from anybody else's perspective. So you're just going through life like, oh, this was a beautiful circumstance that happened to come to me, or how about this opportunity that just seems to show up on your door? So again, you know, when I was younger, especially teenage and into my 20s, I didn't look at it as I was an intuitive, or I was able to kind of see opportunities that a lot of other people couldn't. It just was. It's just how my life was. It wasn't until probably late 20s, maybe even into my 30s, that I really started to understand and have words and a framework to understand what intuition is. Because before that, I had never really heard about or what intuition was, or the idea that humans were communicating with non-physical beings or future versions of themselves, or you know, however you want to kind of put that framework together. I didn't understand that that's what people were doing. From my perspective, psychics were, and this is in my early years, psychics were
Absolutely.
just kind of making things up in their head, and they happened to guess pretty well. You know, I was a pretty big skeptic, so they were just good at guessing, basically. That was how I rationalized what a psychic was, or when I'd get a tarot reading or something along those lines, because I was curious. Like, I wanted to, and I experienced those things, a tea leaf reading or tarot
Oh.
card reading, or getting my love life, you know, figured out through the palm of my hand, and who I was going to marry and all that stuff. Like, it was fun to experience, but I was very, very skeptical of it. And yeah, it wasn't until I really started diving deep into metaphysical practices, the science of consciousness, and then, you know, eventually getting into the science of quantum mechanics, where my rational mind was able to let go, and I was able to understand, oh, intuition is, it's a natural process. This isn't something that strange people kind of get. Every human has this ability, and that's where I came into Understanding that your reticular activating system, the essentially the focus of your mind, tunes out 98, 99% of all the experience that you're having. So when you say you've always been connected to spirit, you've just had a framework of understanding that something is working through you, where most people have edited that out, this information that's coming through them. So they only experience it on the subconscious level. And yeah, so kind of differentiating the subconscious from the conscious level. And I think we're in a place now where more and more and more people are open to and experiencing and playing around with and really just accepting that this non-physical aspect of themselves is a tool that they can use.
I love that, and I love the fact, I've got to say it for myself, looking back, I was always connected, but I kept it under the radar. And I looked at like what I'm doing right now with, I do mediumship, I do, intuitive readings, different things like that, guidance. When, if I would step myself back, before when I was younger and I would see myself now, I'd think I was absolutely crazy. Because I'm like, there's no way, there is no way that that stuff is that real. Even though I was experiencing it when I was young and doing it, I still felt it was one of those, on the fringe kind of craze. People that go really deep into it, they're crazy, and I felt the same way. And I love the fact that you were a skeptic. I love skeptics now, especially because it's like it's showing this is science and the metaphysical coming together. And I don't even know if it's really metaphysical. It's my team doesn't like the word metaphysical. It's more of, who we are at a soul level. And I love the fact too, when you talked about, you didn't even realize you were using your intuition because you didn't have a word for it. You just did it and you just trusted it. And that's the thing. It's in who we are, being able to connect on a to all that's around us in the non-physical, all the information like quantum physics, it's that consciousness field and seeing how that all connects. This is our normal. This is who we are. It's just it's been taught out of us or not taught to us. I don't know if it not necessarily taught out, but not taught to us. So it has
Exactly.
become. And and that's something you're bringing it in. And I do love the fact there's not a lot of males that are in this doing this. And I appreciate you're out there because that is to how, and I just want to ask, how is that for you with other males, other coworkers? Is this something that it is it kind of like, oh, they don't really want to? What kind of shift has there been for you as you've delved into this field?
Yeah, I mean, there's always questioning skeptics. Again, people that are not sure. But I will say that if you can frame it in a language that they understand and that they get, and when it comes from a male voice, a male perspective, oftentimes I can relate to their experiences a little bit more than if, say, a psychic was coming in and saying, "Hey, you have these abilities, like feel free."
Right.
And usually I'm approaching it more from a scientific or this is science-based information. And that immediately turns off their rational mind and opens them up to, oh, this is studied by science. This is real as you can kind of accept it to be. So yeah, I would say for the first 4 years of my journey, I was very careful. I was very quieted. I just used meditation, and that was the only thing that I kind of talked about. I was a meditation teacher. I was working at yoga studios. I was doing, kind of these lower level introductory aspects of it. But then people would come out of the meditations, and they would say, "I don't know if I've experienced that before." We would do a 30-minute meditation, and they would come out and they hadn't let their nervous system rest that deeply. And these were men that were doing it, business leaders. These were people that were kind of you wouldn't expect them to be meditators or anything like that. And that's always kind of the funny thing that I've noticed is that the highest level of people in businesses, the Steve Jobs, the Warren Buffetts, they talk about this practice of quieting their mind before decisions, before major decisions, before doing that. Again, quieting the mind, meditation, like it's the same thing. Some people don't know, but Steve Jobs went to India for 2 years before he started Apple, and he learned from some of the best people on the planet that knew about consciousness. So, somehow, and again, you talk about kind of either not being taught or it's been bred out of us. I never like to believe that there's this group of people that are trying to keep our consciousness and our awareness down. I think it ebbs and flows based on essentially the energy that is coming to the planet, and we're in this uptick of energy that's moving towards the planet. Our solar system is moving through an area of the galaxy that has heightened energy, and that's what makes these abilities, these skills, these non-physical aspects of ourselves come online, because there's more energy to do that, versus this idea of somebody is trying to breed it out of us or keep us in this lower level of awareness and consciousness. So I prefer that. Again, may or may not be true, who knows? But I do think if you focus on positive outcomes, those are the outcomes that happen. If you focus on negative outcomes, or that history was this negative thing, you're training your mind to expect that negative experience, and that is the experience that kind of shows up in your life.
I agree. And one of the things is my team has said there is so much help, so much change in the energy of what we're going through. I mean, we have hit a new energy, and it's an energy that we have all felt. Hell, that's why that they're just saying, hence, that's why you see a lot of chaos. We're hitting this energy that is just such a different energy than we've been into before, that's allowing us to awaken and open ourselves up and connect to consciousness and quiet our minds and move ourselves forwards. And this is a time of great expansion on the human level, on and the non-physical. It is continuing to expand. It's almost they're just showing, they show me pictures in my head. It's like when they show you planets going through different areas, and there's almost like this shock wave as it's going through. That's basically what we're doing, a lot of that right now. We have so much help from them on the other side. But I love the fact too that you're bringing that information through, but you're doing to the scientific aspect. And I know you had mentioned the reticular activating system. Can you kind of explain that a little bit more, just for people to understand?
This is neuroscience, the latest neuroscience. I wouldn't even say the latest neuroscience. This idea of the reticular activating system being essentially the filtering system for your mind, we've known about this since the end of the late 90s into the 2000s. This was when a lot of this science was coming out. So essentially, what the reticular activating system, and in tandem with a couple other parts of the brain, like the default mode network, what they're doing is they're essentially, at every point in the present moment, they're bringing you what they think is the pertinent information that you need to continue to survive as a human being. It's through evolution, we've evolved this process of becoming aware of what is in our immediate area, what is a threat, what is food, what can we have sex with. These are the things that have driven the evolution of the human up to probably the last 2,000 years or so. Once we started getting into and understanding, when philosophers started breaking down how the mind actually worked, getting into ontological studies. So how is truth found? What is truth fundamentally? This is when we started shifting energy from staying alive to things that are outside of our human experience. And what the reticular activating system typically does, it filters out all of this non-physical, future, past, all these different patterns that are existing in our life. It's filtering that out, and it's only showing us, it's only bringing our conscious awareness to what it believes to be the most important thing. Again, it's just trying to keep you alive. So it's not like it's trying to hide anything or stunt you from growing or being the best version of yourself. But it is taking a lot of its information from the past, from past experiences. So when you had a negative experience, it's going to shield any information that exists in the world that would get you to have that feeling of that negative experience. And what that does, it keeps you stuck in a loop. You just kind of loop over and over and over again. And there's no biological or evolutionary reason for it to get out of that loop, other than if that loop is pushing you towards imminent death, a threat, something along those lines. So what the reticular activating system typically does, it gets you into a comfortable position and then keeps you there. It keeps you right where you're at. And oftentimes, it's very comfortable to not be aware of non-physical aspects of yourself, to not be aware of your intuition, to not be aware of the thing that is trying to draw out the best version of yourself that you can be. Because that's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable to die to that version of yourself that you are right now and be reborn into a new version of yourself. So, again, it's not bad that your reticular activating system is doing that. You just have to retrain it. You have to open it up to new possibilities, new ideas, new information. And then you have to rewire your brain around that new information. And this is kind of where meditation comes in. So when you go into the theta brainwave state, this is like the deep, when you're in your deep sleep state, your REM cycle. You're in that theta brainwave state. What happens in the theta brainwave state, your default mode network and your reticular activating system all but shut down. When you're doing your EEG during a deep meditative state, they find that a lot of the activity in the brain around the default mode network and the reticular activating closed down. So you are opening your mind up to everything that is happening, the information that's flowing through all of your nervous system that's coming into your brain. You're opening up the possibility of understanding more of that. Again, that's a little scary if you've never done that before. So this is where that spiritual journey, this is where having guides, this is where having somebody that can get you through as you crack open this idea or shell of your reality is very helpful. And again, having coaches, having guides, having mentors, all of these people are very helpful when you go through this experience of turning off the default mode network or the reticular activating system and opening up to the possibility that there are parts of you, future versions of yourself that are communicating to you, that are calling you to be more, to do more, to do that. And also turning that back on because, you can envision this beautiful future, but if you don't actually create it, if you don't take the steps to create it in the physical realm, in the present moment right now, then it's just a dream. It's just an idea that's floating out in space. So we have to kind of take our ideas and dreams, bring them into this physical, and that's when you have to turn your reticular activating system back on. That's when you have to allow the default mode network to do what it does best, which is rationally think about how you're going to take the steps to make this difference in the world or this perspective in the world.
I love how you're putting that together. There's a lot of people, they want to hear more of that scientific aspect, how it works and how it comes together. And we've been in, I call it been in survival for so many years. We're just our bodies, our whole being are just used to just do the basics for survival. We're here to we need to survive. And now we're coming into a time of thriving, and it's opening yourself up to go, okay, I've survived this long, I've got here. what else can I do? How can I expand myself and reach those goals? And that's something you really help people with, is reaching those goals, doing that transformation. And when you started the Flow Forum, so what was your inspiration behind even the name? You created this whole aspect. So what was the inspiration behind that, and what is your purpose for it going forward?
Yeah, so the Flow Forum, that's where I have a lot of my meditations. I do kind of building intuition, how to heal your mindset, how to fix your mindset. Again, I try not to use the word fix because we're not broken.
Right.
It's not a bad thing, you know. It's just how do you transition your mindset from the past to a future growth perspective. And really, the name came from I was listening to Stephen Coulter, who is kind of the head of science around flow. He has a whole program on how to enter flow and what flow is. And basically, flow is the space where your abilities and your goals are aligned. They match up. You're not trying to take too big a step and make this gigantic leap in your life when your nervous system isn't ready to handle that, and B, your skills aren't up to where they need to be to in order to handle that. That's where you get burnout when you're trying to take too big a step and your skills aren't matching that step. And it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily go out and create new skills, but you have to find somebody that has the skills that is capable of doing that. That's going to do that for you. So you can have a gigantic vision and not have to, you know, Steve Jobs didn't know how to make an iPhone. He couldn't take a bunch of parts and put the iPhone together, but he knew how to envision the people, get the people moving towards that vision and create success that way. So yeah, the Flow Forum is really just matching, trying to build skills so that your vision of the future and the skills that you have are a match so that you can flow in life. And that's really the whole idea behind the Flow Forum.
Love that. And as you talk about when you take too big of a step and you just feel overwhelmed, you feel like you hit that wall. What do you recommend for people when they have taken too big of a step? And how do you recognize it's too big of a step versus like, oh, I've just got to work through this? How do you differentiate and how do you get them through that?
Yeah, so that's a very difficult way and discern the ability to discern, is this too big a step or am I just not, you know, am I not giving it all my effort? And the easiest way is to really turn inside, to turn to your intuition, to your guides, to help you understand what the next step might be. Do I need more skills? Or is this too big and I should shift my trajectory and maybe go towards a different goal for right now? Because that's a tricky part for visionaries. They see, they can almost, it's almost as real as everything else in their life, this vision of the future that they have, this vision of the business that they have or the coaching that they want to do. They can feel it so deeply inside of them, but the skills that they have don't quite match up to that vision. So a lot of times it's, you know, you'll feel anxiety, you'll feel frustration. And if you don't address that anxiety and frustration, it'll quickly turn into burnout where you're just going to say, all right, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's never the answer. You don't want to give up on the dreams that you have. You want to build the skills so that you can create these dreams that are possible. So I would say the best way to discern is when you have that bit of anxiety, not like butterflies in your stomach where you're just like a little bit nervous because I have never done this before. It's when there's like truly anxiety where you start to almost shut down when you go to work on something or go to pitch somebody or you're going to you know, have this conversation with a potential client and you're almost shutting down, your nervous system's almost shutting down. That's when you have to decide, okay, where do I need to adjust to get back into flow? Do I need more skills? Do I need to change my vision? And kind of figuring out those two aspects.
Love that. And that's so many people get stuck on that and really don't know where to go. And that's something I love how you said, well, go back in inside into yourself, use your meditation methods, get in there and really do that connection with yourself and then have a clear vision. And so many people, anxiety is through the roof right now, everywhere you look. And for people to go, okay, if your anxiety, you're overwhelming yourself, to back up and not necessarily, my team is saying, doesn't necessarily mean you're backing up, but it's taking time, taking a pause to go, where do I need to go? What feels better moving forward? And that's something that is important for everyone, I feel, is the anxiety when you're feeling it. Take a moment, take a breath, take a step to take time to gather your thoughts and not just rush headlong. It almost feels like when they hit anxiety, it's almost like you go back into survival mode of just taking care of yourself and everything else shuts down. You can't, it's hard to move forward when you're in survival mode and moving yourself back into thriving.
Yeah,
And
that's exactly what happens. You go into that sympathetic state. Your nervous system goes into the sympathetic state, and that's your fight or flight. This is where your reticular activating system becomes almost insurmountable, because when you're in that fight or flight, your reticular activating system is saying, we are in grave danger, so I'm going to divert all resources that would typically be used for intuition, for planning, for like reasonable thinking, and it's going to focus it on how do I stay alive for the next 15, 20, 30 minutes. And then everything's out the door at that point. So that's when you just reset. You just, go back, get into meditation, go for a walk, get into nature, jump in the ocean, like do something that breaks that pattern of overwhelm. And then you have to integrate that. You have to decide, am I either moving on a trajectory that is not where I need to be moving? Am I with the wrong company? Am I working in the wrong organization? Is my should I be going out on my own, or should I be kind of working with another company? These are kind of the big decisions that a lot of either business leaders or people in the business world have to make that decision. So when you're feeling that anxiety, that overwhelm, though, it's probably not your skills. If you've been in a if you've been in a role or a business for more than 2 years, you probably have the skills that you're capable of doing. So it's just a misalignment of where your life is moving. And again, this is your that anxiety is just your subconscious mind trying to tell you, hey, there's a better pathway. There's something else going on here.
I love what you just said about, if you've been in that job or doing it for a while, whatever path you're on, if all of a sudden you're feeling the anxiety and the overwhelming, it's looking and going, you probably do have the skills you need. So what else is amiss? And I think that's going to be very helpful for people to hear, to go, okay, I've been in this job for a while, I've been doing this for a while, and it just doesn't feel right anymore. And I need to learn more? Do I need to bring more in? And going, maybe it's not that. It's me doing something else, finding another direction. And I think that's a very, very helpful tip for people out there to realize if you've been doing a job or doing something, whatever you're doing, if you have your own business, if you're doing it a certain way, and all of a sudden things aren't going the way you wanted it to, or it doesn't feel right. If you've already been doing it, your skill set's probably pretty darn good. And to move into where else do you want to go from here? So that's key, I feel, for people just to hear that, to know, okay, because a lot of people, there's a lot of blame on themselves. Like, oh, if this isn't working, it's something I did, it's something I haven't done, there's something wrong with me. And the self-criticism starts down that path. And I think that also takes you into back to just survival mode when you start that critical thinking. And is that also something you work through? Because you've got the 12-week transformational leadership program. Is that also something you're going through with the mindset and the self-worth issues? Is that also something you cover in there?
Yeah, definitely that's covered under the mindset. So if somebody's struggling with that, if they're very self-critical, or they just don't feel like they can be themselves when they're in certain situations. And this is kind of the unique part of my coaching is that we'll use meditation to kind of go back to their past. I wouldn't call it like past life regression or anything like that, but essentially we're taking their awareness out of the present moment, taking it back to that first moment where they experienced this idea of whether it's lack or not, I'm not enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not tough enough. Wherever that story came in, we go back into their past and we explore. Maybe that person that they experienced that with, most likely didn't have their they weren't thinking about you when they took that action, when they made that statement, when they did that. They were most likely just spouting out whatever came to their mind, or they had something that was going on inside of them that didn't allow. So I did this with somebody a couple of weeks ago where we, they had been struggling with sales, showing up on their sales calls, being the kind of like authority in the room. And essentially we kind of went back to his childhood and found out that, there was somebody, a love interest when they were very young, had rejected them, just didn't want anything to do with them, and they had made a couple approaches, and it was very clear that this was not it. And essentially that person took that and said, well, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, and that filtered through a lot of the major decisions that they had made in their life. So when we went back and then we talked it through, it was like, well, let's experience what's going on in this other person's mind. And this is like, again, moving your consciousness from your particular consciousness to somebody else's consciousness, which really helps open up the door. We basically experienced, oh, this person didn't trust any person of the other sex because of the situations that had happened to them when they were a child. So it wasn't that, the client wasn't enough. It was that the person that they were pursuing wouldn't have had any interest in them regardless of who they were. It wouldn't have mattered. And once they kind of got through that experience, then we ripple that effect all the way through up to their present moment, shifting the beliefs that they have, shifting the experiences that they have, and then bringing that awareness into the present moment so that moving forward, they don't have this underlying subconscious belief that, they're not enough, they're not worthy, they're not whatever it is.
I love that because there's a lot of times things happen when you're younger, things happen throughout your life, and you don't even really think deeply about it, but you don't it hurts, but you're like and you don't realize it affects your life from there forward. And you don't a lot of times you don't realize you're still holding on to it, and you've kind of put it in the back of your mind and don't realize the true effects it's had on your life all the way through. And I think that's the biggest thing is there's so many things out there that have happened to people that other it would happen, and my team is just saying they want everybody to realize the same thing can happen to two different people, and some people will take it to heart and it will affect them the rest of their lives, and other people it never made an impact, they never took it on. It doesn't mean you did anything right or wrong. It's just who you are, but you're able to move through that. And I love the fact you take them back and help them understand where it came from, why it's there, and how it shifts. You're shifting every part of their life from there forward and from there backwards. Everything shifts. And that's something that is so important because there's so many times, and my team is coming in. They're saying there are so many of you that have things that happened in your childhood and in your younger life that have affected you all the way through your life. And their energy here is also helping us to have people like you who have really, followed a different path and decided, hey, I'm going to help people understand this more. It's they're helping people like you awaken to then help other people awaken and realize we don't have to hang on to that anymore, and we are here to thrive. And that's what something I'm so excited to have someone like you here, because a lot of people, and there's a lot of men out there that are holding on to so much, and it's been taught you don't speak, you don't put it out there, you hold it within. And it's so much time. It's time for that to change. It's time for a lot of men out there to have that relief themselves. And so I'm so excited you're here helping so many people, and especially men. And I know you work with men and women. It's not one or the other, but that my it's to have an outlet, like you said, you talk differently. Men and resonate with that. Women resonate with that too, but men are more open to hearing it from you than what if, say, if I was in your position, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's a crazy woman,"
Yeah. And that's been a little bit of my journey, figuring that whole thing out. It's like, well, why am I a little bit different than a lot of the men that I have had been hanging out with or have been hanging out with? Like, why do I experience things differently than they do? And coming to that conclusion was, well, before I came here, the energy of my soul was probably a little bit more feminine than masculine, but because of this shift that we're going through on the planet, it figured this would be a good way to experience or to share information would be through a masculine body with a little bit of feminine energy as well. And from my perspective, I think finding that balance, this is where a lot of humans could be moving towards. I think it's beautiful to have the divine masculine, divine feminine, and they come together and they create this beautiful being. There are also options where, you don't necessarily need the only way to get to that divine masculine is to embody the divine feminine inside of you, right? And that's where I think they're the culture, the society, is catching up to what is possible. You don't have to have, I'm strictly a feminine energy and I'm strictly a masculine energy, and when we come together, we balance each other out. It's if you can get to a point where you have a woman that has mastered her masculine and you have a man that's mastered his feminine, those two come together, it's an even powerful, it's an even deeper, it's just an absolute transformational experience.
Yeah, I love that, because that is true. We are here to balance the energies between us. For so long, it used to be more feminine, then it went to more masculine. I'm talking energy as a whole. And now we're into the point of, okay, we've experienced a lot of feminine, we've experienced a lot of masculine, now bringing it back into balance, and really working with both sides of that, because it's not I just keep hearing my team. They're just like, so many people are so afraid if they embody one or the other, they're going to switch to the other. And they're saying it's not about that. This is about when you acknowledge you have both within you and just embody that, you can it creates they're just showing so much more confidence within people. You gain so much more confidence, and you're able to create and go after all those goals and thrive. And you're helping so many people embody both sides of that and really thrive, because we are in a space, in a time. This is a time for all of us to thrive on all levels, and not to judge one another one way or another, but to just enjoy and embody each other. And like you said, the relationships just go to another level when you're embodying both sides of yourself, that masculine and feminine. And I'm just so appreciative of everything you're doing and helping to have this information out there, taking people through that whole program, and really pinpointing the parts they're struggling on. And when you start with people in the program, is it like Is there like a group in the program? Is there one-on-ones? And if how does that work? If there's a group, do you kind of find out what people need and pinpoint? How does that work?
Yeah, right now everything is just one-on-one. I don't have a group container quite yet. I think it will be coming eventually, but right now I'm really just focused on the one-on-one, getting the maximum benefit that I can with each client that I'm working with. So usually our touch points are once a week. We do an hour long conversation, talk. It could be anything from how do I structurally build my business to how do I get over this mindset problem that I'm having? And then we go into, guided meditation and we can envision the future. We can go into the future and say, what does the business look like if I'm able to do what I need to do? So it can be any stretch of that. And that's why the one-on-one is better. It's really difficult to do that in a group setting. However, kind of as we get into it, I'm sure I'll be opening up group settings for particular aspects of the four pillars. But as of right now, it's just one-on-one. The best way to kind of get started is to go into the Flow Forum, join the Flow Forum, utilize, get some of the, it's free to join. Everything, almost everything in there is free to use. So you want to build your intuition, go in there, build your intuition. And then if you're ready to go deeper, if you're ready to take the next step, then we can get on a call. We can talk about what it looks like to work, do the one-on-one, do the 12-week transformational coaching. And yeah, that's really the focus for me right now. Eventually, I'm sure it will continue to expand, but at this point, I really just want to build this one-on-one relationship with people.
I love that. The one-on-one is important now, but I feel you're going to be doing more groups later on.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I
I'm
feel
curious. Yeah, I'm curious what your guides are sharing with you about what is the future? Where are we right now, and what are maybe the next 1 or 2 years? Because I love asking this question to all my guests on my podcast, so I figured might as well ask you while you're connected to them and see what they're thinking is going to be happening.
absolutely. So one of the things right now, there's just a lot of people opening up, needing people like you, like others that are out there. A lot of people are working one-on-one, and but there are you it will be evolving into more of the group to reach more people as more and more people awaken and looking for that guidance that is definitely coming online. It's more of a they always keep showing me it. This is like a big push, getting everybody's feet wet, knowing how to do it, and then finding ways to how can I make this into a group also, offering both. And then going forward, this world is changing on so many levels, and it's changing on every level, every organization, everything is shifting. But a lot of it is shifting because of us. It's not because of everything else. It's we are the ones doing the shifting. We are the ones raising our consciousness. We are the ones bringing this world into something that is going to be, I just feel, so much more loving, so much more supportive, so much more ease and flow. But being able to create for people on individual and on group scales, to be able to create on scales never seen before. So it's an exciting time to be here. And is there going to be chaos? Absolutely. Ignore the chaos, concentrate on you, work on your own growth, and keeping that vision of what you want to see in the world, that's key. The more people that keep that vision and really think about the vision, what do you want your world to look like going forward? What do you want for people in general? What do you want for yourself? What do you want for future generations? How do you see a world? How do you want to see a world? And embodying that, encompassing it, there, and my team is just saying, we are here to help everyone build that world. You're the ones, boots on the ground, that are doing the changes. We're just here for support. You're the ones doing the changes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's I love that. Really get comfortable envisioning the future that you want to experience, and then go out and create it. Like that's what we've been doing for millions and billions of years on all the planets that we've existed on, and everywhere that we've been as eternal beings of energy. That's what we do. And then we test ourselves. We come to the human experience where we forget about all that. And do we make it back to that understanding that we are creating the reality that we're experiencing, that we are the creators of this reality, and that there are higher beings than us. There are things that are in alternate dimensions, that are in different reality planes than what we exist in. But we are the ones that are here to make the change now, in this present moment, in this physical reality. And yeah, I think it's a beautiful message. I love that.
Yeah, it's so. I've been one where when all the other stuff hit 2019, 2020, I was so excited. And I'm still excited because the more chaos that hits, the more change that comes forward. And really, look at all the beautiful things that came out of that. People took time to reflect, to go within. And so many more people started using this technology. Those people would not have been on board to the aspect and the way technology is now, if that wouldn't have happened. So this it's been there's so many great things that happened, and it's concentrating, like you said earlier, concentrating on what has gone right. What are the good things? Concentrate on what's good going forward. When you concentrate there, the rest falls into place. And you have, I think, Einstein on the back of your wall. I love that. So what was
I
your
do, yeah.
inspiration for Einstein?
It balances me. So it was actually my grandfather's picture. And I thought, what better place? I got the trees over here, and then Einstein over here. So you got your, rational thinking mind, and then you've got your nature. You've got the essence of intuition, the connection to nature, all of that stuff. And it just balances me out in this recording studio here. So, but yeah, it's Einstein was a very fascinating being. He definitely had deep spiritual beliefs, beliefs in the non-physical. This was what he was essentially explaining, was that the idea that physical reality is just a representation of higher dimensional realities. And he's just a fascinating guy, and it's incredible to see what the shift, the change, the impact that he's had on physics, science, all of those areas of study.
And that's really important to realize. There's the scientific aspect. And if you look back, not all scientists, but there's a lot of great scientists out there that knew there's something out there. There's something happening energetically, and that's why there's quantum physics. And today, just like we're bringing that masculine and feminine together, we're also bringing the scientific and the spiritual aspect together and melding them together and finding that balance, because there is a balance. There is a
Right.
balance between that. And that's something I love how you bring it together too with what you do, and talking with quantum physics and the reticular activating system, and bringing those aspects of who we are together, because it is important. And there, for me, I encourage people that are skeptics, absolutely dig, pour, research, do what you need to do. Find the answers for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anyone else's word for it. Do your own research, dig, and look and see what resonates with you, because everyone's different. And having facts and figures, there's a lot of people out there that are starting to put the data together and saying, here's what we're doing, experiments, and here it is. So I encourage people, go find it, go look for it, and try it yourself. Don't even take the scientific explanation for it, but try it out yourself. This is a time to question, and we are all about questioning and bringing that nature element. I love the tree picture. Is that one you took or one that you found, or?
No, I found it. It was at a thrift shop somewhere. I think it was in Austin at that point. So I found it, and I've had it ever since.
It fits you. It suits you perfectly. It fits
Thank
you
you. I appreciate
perfectly.
that.
But it is so important for people to realize there's so much out there. Find who resonates, find what resonates, and ask the questions. I encourage people, ask, dig. And I love how here's some scientific thing, here's some things to look up, here's what it is, because we need that. There's nothing wrong with that. So many people like, you shouldn't question it. Yes, you should. There's nothing wrong with questioning. Just like you had went through your whole thing of, you're Catholic, agnostic, and then going in going, there's still something niggling. There's still something there. And whatever it is for each person, it's going to be different and unique for that person. Don't compare yourself to others and enjoy that time as you are discovering who you are. And my team is just saying your picture with the nature is all also about releasing and letting go. And we are all about releasing and letting go right now because you can't, they're just showing me having two bags packed. You can't go everywhere you need to with two bags all the time. You got to set them down. You got to let go of the past. You got to move forward. And you're helping so many people with that. And I appreciate it greatly. So much.
Of course, yeah. It's a joy to me to be able to do this and help others and get them through the experience that I went through 5, 6, 7 years ago. And because it was not an easy experience for me when your reality, what you thought was true, starts to crumble around you and you're on this uneven ground. It's a difficult place to be. And even when you think you're on stable, fertile ground, and then more information comes in, and it's a process that happens over and over and over again. And it is, yeah, it's very helpful to have a guide, a coach, somebody, a mentor that is helping you understand what you're going through, how you're going through it. And again, if you're looking like business is the way that you want to go, opening up your own, being your own solopreneur, or getting a team together, or building the next technology that's going to unlock the next part of human civilization, getting your mindset right, being mindful, building that intuition, and having that purpose that's going to align all your goals so that every aspect of you is moving towards that potential future that you know is possible.
And that's so key. And I encourage everybody, go check out his website, joegarner.net. And then your community, is that also reachable on your website then? Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a link to the flow form right on the website. Again, it'll ask you to join, and then either me or somebody will let you in, and then you have basically full access to all the tools. It's a growing network of tools, so I've got probably 15 different exercises and tools on there for right now. As I, continue to build, I'll be putting, one, two things a week on there, just kind of keeping it fresh, keeping it available to people so that it's not just this is everything that we offer, just continuing to kind of build that up. And yeah, it's a great resource for people who have never heard of mindfulness, have never meditated before, don't know what intuition is, are curious about it. Really good free opportunity to explore those things.
I love that. And it is so important. And there's so many people that are just awakening, just trying to find some basic information. And my team is also saying, I haven't checked on your community, I haven't done on there, but my team is saying that there is a lot of great information on there for people to start their journey and to, you got some different exercises for people to do on there. Is that correct? Because they're telling me that exercises are very good, easy to do, to have fun with, and they're my team is just saying you have a lot of great information on there, more valuable than you may think.
I appreciate that because I always question it. It's like I'm, these are things that come easy to me, and sometimes it's difficult to realize that it doesn't come easy to everybody. So you kind of devalue your skills compared to everybody else's skills. And, that's just a mindset thing that I'm constantly working on. Because again, I don't have it all figured out either. I'm still working on my mindset and mindfulness. I have pretty well down. Intuition, I have pretty well down. But yeah, the mindset, it still pops up. There's still days where it's difficult to get the work that I need to get done because I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling it. This isn't the right thing. And that's when I pause, I take a break, I say, all right, is this what I should be working on? Or am I going down a route that isn't the best thing for me? So
And that, that's key for people listening. I learn every day. They're teaching me every day. I know I'm gonna be learning till the day I die. There's always something to learn because we're expanding our mind. And my team just wants everybody to know, as we are expanding our minds, the collective consciousness and their minds are also expanding. So they are working to keep ahead of us also. So you have to realize this is not just, just our little area. This is affecting everything on all levels, in all universes, in all realms. Everything is changing and switching at this time. And knowing we're not alone doing this, and some days can be challenging, and that's okay. And then to use the skills we've picked up, like you said, going back in and, is this a path I should be on? Is it not? And doing that back and forth. Just because we're awakening doesn't mean everything runs smooth every day.
yeah, that's key to know.
Just for people to understand. And but you help so many people, especially with the burnout, the alignment, and getting them doing that 12-week course. To step by step really get you, if you're really committed to, like, I want to go through and I want to do some major transformation in my life. How can I do it? That 12-week, the weekly connections is so helpful to so many people. So thank you for putting your time and efforts into all of that too, because it is a lot of understanding and learning on and moving forward on your end too. So thank you for blazing the trail.
Of course, yeah, and that's one thing to keep in mind if you're starting a business. Your business is going to be a reflection of your nervous system. It's going to be a reflection of your beliefs, your ideas, who you think you capable are. So prepare yourself, get your mindset ready, because if you're not ready, that business is it's going to struggle. There's just no way around it. You're going to have a hard time if you haven't built your nervous system up, if you're still operating from past beliefs about what you're capable of. So yeah, just be prepared if you're going into the business world, because again, I've done it. I've taken it from $0 to multiple seven figures. It's a journey and it will test you at every single step of the way. So be prepared, prepare yourself, get a coach, get a mentor, get a guide.
That's really key because life tests you. Or if we didn't want to be tested, we'd just be on the other side. We're here to test ourselves. We're here to grow. We're here to thrive. So when you're thriving, find the people that'll help you thrive. Find the people in the right mindset that are going to help you achieve what you want to achieve. And that's all there is to it. It's understanding there are people to support you. There are people that are going to help you. And so many people have gone through this life feeling they have no support anywhere. They're out there. You just have to look. So
Beautiful.
I just want to thank you so much. Is there something you'd like to say before we close for today?
No, I just really enjoyed this conversation. Kind of felt very aligned for me at this moment in my life. So I'm appreciative that you would have me on and allow me to share my story and share the Flow Forum and all the great things that are happening in my life. I'm very appreciative that you'd bring me on. And it's really cool to hear your guides who are communicating with you and who are sharing what is happening and where we're moving in the world. And the fact that you're open and willing to do this on the air and to share this with thousands and thousands of people is just, I think it goes a big way to show where we are moving towards in the future. It's not the same way that we've been doing things in the past.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate having you on. And thanks for all the compliments. I appreciate it greatly. And that's one of my big things was when I was started doing this is I wanted to show people how it works real time, to be in tune with those that are here to help you with your guides, your helpers, your team, whatever you want to call them. And it doesn't matter what you call them. They don't care. That's why I just say my team. But it is really to show this is our normal. This is how we can move through our day. And for people to find that normal, find that balance. And that's something you are helping so many people find that balance in understanding who they are, releasing. And you're doing such an amazing job with helping people move through and create people who are the visionaries, who are creating that new path, who are creating a new world. And that's something you're doing too. So I'm just so happy and so excited to have you on here. And I can't say how much I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening here. And I want to encourage you, make sure to go to joegarner.net. You're going to find the links to everything there. I also have links below in here, but also on Instagram, YouTube, Substack, his community with the Flow Forum on LinkedIn. And make sure to check out his meditation that he has. It's downloadable meditation. You can start there. It's a great start. His work, the workshops, the one-on-one coaching, and the 12-week transformational leadership. So make sure to check that out, and also check out his Changing the Channel podcast. So make sure to go on and check that out also. And I just want to thank you so much, Joe, for being on here. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, sharing your heart, and sharing your time. I appreciate you greatly. And I also want to encourage people, make sure to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They are on the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you've missed any of the past episodes, no worries. It's pretty much on all the downloadable podcast areas. You can go there. You can also go on my website, find it there, or go to YouTube. You will find the show on either my YouTube channel or Edge Magazine's YouTube channel. They'll be in both places. But keep stretching, keep learning. And I just want to thank all of you. Thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. I wish you all an absolutely amazing day.